every year, around President's Day, devoted farmers and maple sugar enthusiasts begin an age-old tradition of tapping trees. In Canada and much of the Northeast, the process of tapping trees begins to create maple products, such as syrup, cream, or candies.
The only maple syrup producer in South Hadley. I'm the only one crazy enough.
Maurice R. LaFlemme is one of the small-time enthusiasts of Western Massachusetts. LaFlemme is the owner of the Stone Silo Dome Maple Farm. The Massachusetts Maple Producing Association reports there are more than 300 maple syrup producers in Massachusetts alone. In 2013, about 2 million gallons of maple syrup was produced in New England, according to the United States Department of Agriculture. 5 years ago, LaFlemme caught the tapping bug.
I mean, I've been toying with the idea for a long time. And my cousin came over one day with her children, and she had been reading some folklore and the methods that the local Indians used for tapping. And she actually came up with some reeds. And we drilled holes and put reeds in and put a pan under it. And that got me, I didn't take much, it got me started.
Maurice has about 600 taps attached to trees around his property.
So I started off with those 8 taps. Then we went to 100. Then we went to 3 1/4. Last year was 550, and right now I'm probably a little over 6.
LaFlemme collects more than 100 gallons of sap from his many buckets placed throughout the woods and produces almost 10 quarts of syrup from his sap out of his collection of black maples, sugar maples, and swamp maples around his yard. When springtime comes around, the maple trees thaw, allowing the flow of sap. During the season, the sun does most of the work.
It all depends on how the sun is hitting at the top and on the trunk. If the sun doesn't hit the roots, it could be hitting the roots on that tree. That one produces a full bucket. This will be a quarter bucket. But then as the heat starts producing, you know, you just can't call it.
LaFlemme doesn't like to keep his sap for more than 2 days. Otherwise, it decomposes and spoils. So when sap is collected, it's only a few hours before the boiling starts. To turn sap into syrup, cream, or candy, it must be heated over 200 degrees to burn off water and convert the sap into whichever consistency the cook desires. Mike Reichick is the owner of the Maple Hut in Agawam, Massachusetts. He's been making maple products for 10 years now. When I met Mike, he had been experiencing a problem with his primer.
The problems that can come up with maple sugaring is, you don't know what's going to come up. You got to be ready for everything that could happen.
But even despite the little hiccups along the way, Mike finds a way to make his syrup.
And we actually probably made about 30 gallons. On a small scale, that's big. On a big scale, they can make that in an hour. So it's all relevant to the size of your operation.
With the season getting warmer, maple sugar enthusiasts will be scrambling to get the last of their precious sap before the nights warm up too much. Reporting from Western New England University for WAMC, this is Nathaniel Szymanski.